Rowdy McCree Jansen was appointed Chief Medical Officer at that proud organisation a couple of years ago. Thanks for joining us on the show again, Rowdy. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. Yeah, great to be back with you.
Thank you, mate. The Health Stat report from last year uses data from a whole lot of sources to get a picture of the population's health. It's the first time Health New Zealand's published a nationwide report of this kind since the organisation was established, for Takawhai Ora, that is, back in July 2022. We'll start with the positive outcomes. What are they and what do they mean, Rawiri?
Well, let me just notice, I think it's really important. We do have a health status report and we've, you know, got teams that have, you know, built this data picture up for us, and then the story that it tells, and I love the idea that we start with the positives, but look at the Māori birth rate, and that's holding up really well. We can look at the population of Māori over the age of 65, and that's growing really well. In between that, we've got a whole lot of good things happening, and I think overall, we notice that the Māori population is growing, and that's a really important starting point. But there are definitely some positives in this health status report.
What's behind Māori population rates growing? There's been kōrero for decades that we are seeing the browning of New Zealand. More and more of the people born in this country will have whakapapa Māori. What's the state of play at the moment?
I think we're in a good place, you know, predicting that in 2030, 30% of births will be Māori babies. And so that's a really important kind of benchmark for us to notice, because we've got to, you know, based on that, we've got to think about how do we organise health services or education services or whatever that are going to meet the needs of our population as it grows.
Tēnā koe. So, obviously, we've touched on some of the positivity in the latest report. There are many challenges, which we highlight regularly, but just bring us up to speed with what the report touches on, please, Rawiri.
Predictable things that you and I have talked about is the childhood immunisation rates are low, in fact, dangerously low. Then the contributions to our life expectancy gap, which is still 6.5, 7 years, between Māori and non-Māori. The contributions include lung cancer. They also include the long-term conditions like diabetes. So we've got some work to do, I think, in making sure that we're, you know, really focused on delivering services that meet the needs of Māori, and primary community care is one. You know, the report does highlight the fact that Māori are way more likely to say that they've missed an appointment or not picked up a script because of the cost. And so, you know, that's a real issue for us right now. And we've, in Te Ako Whai Ora, we've been working with supporting Māori-led community solutions to improve access. That's important work. We've got to do more of that.
Tēnā koe. Look, there have been huge redundancies across Health New Zealand. I know it's using that name as well. And now the disappointing news, but perhaps not unexpected, of moves to dismantle Te Ako Whai Ora. I know it's politically charged, that issue, but it still must be difficult to operate on a day-to-day basis for you and the many involved with the kaupapa, unsure of what tomorrow will bring.
Yeah, uncertainty is a real distressing thing for people, and so a lot of my colleagues in Te Ako Whai Ora are finding that challenging. But I love working for Te Ako Whai Ora. We've got a team of people who are really dedicated and committed. With full regard to all of the complexities facing us, let's get as much of the right things done that we can now. And so it's a great place to be working.
Yeah, you're forced to be diplomatic too, and I respect that. Acknowledging your colleagues and the commitment and skills that they carry. But when your future employee is under a collective cloud, it almost feels that eventually we're going to have to arc up, or is that just not in your personal style, Rawiri?
For me personally, you know, I love the work that I'm doing, and I don't hold any concerns about, you know, what I do. There will always be options for me to get stuff done, to say it politely. But, you know, for some of my colleagues, it's, you know, much more difficult position. But here's the thing, right? we're committed to serving our community, and the vision of Māori being empowered and enabled and resourced to actually have a much better health future. That's a beautiful vision, and you know, we just keep working that regardless of what kind of arrangements you know, change for how we deliver it, that the kaupapa remains the same. And so that's a real pleasure to be in this place and do good work, right?
Tēnā koe. It's a shame. I mean, what really should be a health issue has become very much a political one. Just because we touched on it, kapa haka, I mean, we don't often talk about the health benefits of that endeavour. And Rawiri touched on it, saying that, you know, his mental health has been under stress because of the mahi he's been involved in. And the improved health he's felt in the past month and a half that the Slopu's been preparing for the Matatua regionals. I don't know if there's been a comprehensive look at kapa haka and health, but what might be some of your thoughts there, Rawiri?
I was really pleased that Te Ako Whaiora has been, you know, sponsor and supporter of Te Matatini, and I think that's absolutely right. You know, I can go right back to 1984 or something when Sir Mason Jury was talking about Whare Tapawha and, you know, understanding the contribution that being culturally connected has to your better health outcomes. Our reo is, it's a rongoā for us. Our, you know, access to knowing who you are and whakapapa and connection into whānau, all of those things are clearly associated with better health outcomes. And that's, you know, really important that we work as communities, but also all of those services, you know, make space for Māori to be Māori. And, you know, so, yeah, I'm a big supporter of te reo and kapa haka and, you know, community-based solutions. I think that has got to be the future for us.
Tēnā koe. I look forward to singing Waiata Māori so we can all be more healthy going forward with you, Rawiri. Thanks very much. Anything you'd like to add, mate? We speak every few weeks or at least monthly, but sometimes I direct the question line rather than inviting you to share what you think our listeners might benefit from knowing.
Well, there was one more I wanted to say in terms of positive, and it was, you know, Māori smoking rates are falling off a cliff, and I think that's predictable, and you know, I want to do the right thing, support anybody who's still smoking, keep them as safe as possible and help them give up. But, you know, totally we're in the right direction in that really important indicator. So smoking rates are falling off a cliff and very few young people are smoking. So we've got a really positive future in front of us. Look forward to catching up with you, Dale.
And you too. Thanks very much, Rawiri. Good talking with you.